Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm doing an interview I never thought I'd be doing. The Dobre brothers are in the building. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're good. How are you?
Crazy. I can't believe you guys are in here. You guys are fucking huge on YouTube. It's like absolutely insane.
Thanks, bro. First off, we want to say thanks for having us. We love this spot. This is definitely dope.
I appreciate it.
So we're really lucky to be here and like just, you know, have a minute to chat. This is dope.
I'm very happy to probably be having like hundreds of thousands of small teenage girls watching No Jumper for the first time through this podcast. Just so they know, we interview rappers for the most part, YouTubers, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's probably their first time checking it out. But, I mean, it's just dope that you guys are in here.
Yeah, thanks.
So you guys all started off on Vine?
Yeah, pretty much. The twins were definitely popping on Vine.
Yeah, we used to dance in grocery stores.
So you guys were the first ones like out of the whole family who actually sort of took it to social media?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was just Vine at first? You guys were just making sort of dance videos, or what was the idea?
Yeah, it was just Vine at first, and then we moved to YouTube.
Right. So how big did you guys actually get on Vine, though?
About 1.8 million.
Right. Were you enjoying it at that time, though, before you made the switch? Were you the types of creators who were just super bummed out when Vine went away?
Not really, no. We just transitioned into Vine, into YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So then how did you guys get involved, too? Were you guys, you guys were watching them do Vine, and you were thinking, like, this is weird?
Yeah, so I was actually in college at the time. I had a Vine account. It was going up, but I wasn't really paying much focus to it. I was focusing on school and everything. And then once they started their own YouTube channel, that's when Cyrus and I started being a part of their videos, and we got good feedback from the fans. And I was a senior at the time, so I had to make a decision to like take a break from school and, you know, pursue YouTube and stuff, or follow through with everything. So I decided, you know, being with my family, being in the social media game, I took a break from college. And now it is what it is today.
Yeah.
And then I was a collegiate athlete in gymnastics. I graduated from college, came back here, got a corporate job for a year, started editing their videos. And then I told them, like, I'll quit my job if you can secure that, you know, I'll be good in this industry. And we just all started a channel, just popped off. So.
Wow, that's crazy. So you had totally just accepted that you were going to have a normal life and that you just weren't had everybody sort of had that dream of being famous or doing something in entertainment or anything? Or did this just sort of come about?
I mean, we always made videos ever since we were little kids.
Okay.
We were always doing crazy home videos. So it just happened that the stars aligned, we came together, and it was perfect timing to start this.
Where were you guys from originally?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Yeah. So Maryland, I mean, there ain't a whole lot going on in Maryland. I'm from New Hampshire, so I used to go down to Maryland to hang out with some of my friends back riding BMX bikes. And yeah, it's not exactly like the most popping place. So, I mean, I'm sure you growing up there, you weren't necessarily thinking too much about becoming famous out there?
Yeah, it all just started pretty much in our parents' basements.
Wow.
That's where we started dancing, and just my dad had like this old camera where you put in the VCR tape, mm-hmm. just really old school, and we would just record dumb things.
Wow.
And then they took it to the next level, and yeah, it's honestly unbelievable. We're super lucky.
So your parents were gymnasts back in the day, and do you think that's part of, because I mean, you guys are sort of known for a lot of the physical comedy and just doing crazy physical stuff. Do you think that was sort of like influential?
That is a big part. We grew up in the gym together, and a lot of people know us for, we're the Dobre brothers, and we do backflips. So we incorporate a lot of our backflips with our dancing. And now we've transitioned to music too as well. So
right. Was there a time when you guys always did the backflip in every video, or was it because you don't do it in every video? It's just like a special thing.
It depends, you know. Sometimes we go to bed too late, you know, we wake up, we're too tired, we don't want to land on our heads. Other days we're good to go. So
have you ever really hit your head doing a backflip?
I have.
You get a concussion?
It was scary, man. Wow. It's definitely scary. Yeah.
I've actually hit my head to the bar. I have a scar right here.
Really? Because I always think about that whenever I see somebody do like a hot backflip, because I feel like I could kind of do it, but I really would not want to do it to figure out that I can't do it.
I think for me, the hardest part is when like some of the bros are like, yo, let's do, we are the Dough Bros and we do backflips. And I'm like wearing a heavy pair of shoes at the times, or like whether it's like boots, Tim's, and it just drags me down.
Oh,
I feel the gravity pulling me down.
Wow. So. That makes a lot of sense.
So many factors.
Once you guys started doing YouTube, well, also, do you have fans come up to you and say like, oh, I'll do a backflip? Like middle of the day?
All the time. All the time.
And you have to just be like, no. Or are you a little nicer than that?
No, we usually do it. At least one of us does it.
Really?
One of us has to take it for the team.
At the mall, somebody's got to just do a backflip.
It's always at the airport, too.
How much does it take out of you to do it, though? Is it that big a deal? It's just whatever?
No.
It's in our nature. It is, because our parents were gymnasts. So.
Yeah.
Usually one of the brothers are like, yo, I'll do it. Because then it's like, if they see us do one, it's like, oh, can you do one for me now? And it's like,
oh, no.
We can't be in the mall doing like 30 backflips, you know? But we do love our fans. And like, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here. Yeah. So
100%. Blessed. But is it? Are you guys able to go to the mall at this point, or is it too overwhelming?
It's, I mean, I like to wear a hat sometimes when I go out to the mall, but like I wear hats in my videos, so like I don't really have a way of covering up. But I mean, I'm always down to meet a fan, you know?
Yeah.
So we do have fans that come up to us when we eat and stuff, but it's like, we love them, so like we'll take a picture.
No, totally. You love them, but then at the same time, I just feel like once you get to a certain point, I mean, we've all seen the videos of James Charles in the mall. James Charles can't just go to the mall. You know, it's like a fucking absolute, like the whole thing is shut down. So it's interesting though, because it's like the varying levels. Like I feel very lucky that I could still go to the mall and still be able to like do my thing, maybe take a couple of pictures. It's not that crazy, but I'm just wondering, like, do you guys, are you at the point where it's like overwhelming?
We just have a lot of love in us, you know. We do family content, and we spread positive vibes. And when we see our fans, we want to be nothing less than that for them.
A lot of it also just depends on where we are. Like when we first started off our YouTube channel, we had 1 million subscribers. We had a trip. We went to the Bahamas, and like before that, we weren't really getting noticed that much.
Right.
And then we went to the Bahamas, and everyone there knew us. You know.
Wow, really?
And then we like we'll go home, maybe go to like Walmart or something, and nobody might know us there. But then. Go to like In and Out, and people will know you there. So it depends on the location too.
Yeah. Wow, for sure. Yeah. No, that's definitely true. Like, if there's certain rap shows that I go to where it's like I need the actual security around me, but then like 99% of the rest of my life is totally normal. Or if I go to anything like adult, I'm chilling. It's like very few. Like I go to like UFC fights and like Lakers games and shit. I'm super chilling.
Oh,
but if I were to go to like something like more younger, then it gets crazy.
Yeah.
I hear that. So when you guys actually started the YouTube channel, though, what were like the conversations about, like in terms of what you were going to try to do content wise?
Well, on the channel itself, we post every Friday and Saturday. Lucas and Marcus post 3 times a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. We have a description that says we're just all about living life and showing our everyday life. So we vlog a bit. We do challenges, pranks. We use a lot of our family and friends in our videos, and we do a lot of crazy stuff in public as well.
Right.
So we just have fun in life, and that's what we show.
Definitely. So in terms of, like, because it feels like you guys can just make a video out of anything. The other day, I watched you guys just all putting rubber bands around your face. And in a weird way, I was sitting there just thinking, like, I kind of, like, understand the appeal of this because I want to know what all their faces look like with rubber bands on them now.
Yeah, so I actually, my girlfriend, she showed me this video of, like, a watermelon. And I think these people put, like, 1,000 watermelons or something crazy.
That was a huge viral thing for some reason when that happened,
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? Like, what if we did that? Like, what if we did that with our heads, though? Like, let's just see what happens. And it was a video I came up with probably an hour before we shot it. And I was just like, dude, you guys want to try this challenge? It's fun. Like, I'm sure, like, our viewers would love to see it. And, yeah, we just uploaded it.
There's
a lot of trends that we follow as well, but we want to be different, you know? So a lot of our video ideas will just come into our head.
Right.
One day we'll be like, yo, I have this idea, or another brother, this idea. It's just, at this point, it's become automatic for us. So.
Yeah, you guys are so young and creative. You know, you just got that spirit in you, you know?
Thanks. You as well. You do amazing things on this show.
Yeah,
so.
I appreciate it. But, I mean, you get older, and it's just harder to think of shit, like, off the top. Whereas when you're, like, 16, 17, 18, it's just so easy. Like, you just the creativity just flows out of you. Everything is silly and just feels fun and lighthearted.
Yeah, it gets hard sometimes too, though, you know, like for sure.
Definitely. I saw you guys locking your girlfriends out of the house and stuff the other day too.
Oh yeah.
Is this all real? Is there any you ever fake stuff? Let's you ever like, is any of it ever just for the video? Are you willing to acknowledge that?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is. 100%. It is. Like, we saw Lucas locked out Marcus. I'm like, yo, let's lock out our girls.
Yeah.
So right.
It's just, we mess with people, but it's all fun and games, too.
Right. So. Where did these girls come from? Because I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, these girls look like they're, like, TikTok stars, if I had to guess. They seem like they're probably TikTokers.
So I actually met my girlfriend before, like, I did YouTube or anything.
Whoa, so she's been around for that long?
Yeah, so we were actually really good friends. And then one thing led to another. She went to my school. So yeah, she's cool though. Like I own a house like where I went to school. I rent it out to college students.
Right.
So like she has a place to stay too now, you know, with her best friend. So it's dope. She's a homie.
Yeah, that's dope. Is it hard though? Cause it's like, you could probably get a crazy amount of affection from girls or attention on the internet and such.
I'm supportive. Yeah, they're supportive. I mean, it's about having like discipline too and just having a leveled head and being loyal, you know?
Yeah,
but we definitely stay true to our girls. My girl, I got her from Montreal. She was a fan of me, and then flew her out here, and we're actually married. So
whoa, that's dope. Yeah. The flyout actually worked. That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's good. We have our own channel together, and then Lucas.
Yeah, my girlfriend. We went to the same high school, so we've been dating for like 4 years now.
Oh wow, so you guys are staying grounded, huh?
Yeah. I'm single. Yeah.
You're the only single one. Damn. So do you guys like if a girl hits you up, you're like, nah, holler at him.
Nah.
At the end of the day, we're all a team. We work together and we make awesome things happen.
So you guys still live in Maryland though? That's where these videos are being filmed at?
Well, right now we're out here in LA. Right. So we've been here for a little bit. We were just in Miami before that. But Maryland is definitely like home base. That's where our family's at and everything, and sometimes like everyone needs to go back home and just, you know, chill.
I mean, the L.A. lifestyle, like, have you guys ever stayed out here for, like, an extended period of time?
Yeah,
and what do you think
of
it?
We did,
we
man.
We lived here.
How long?
For sure. For like, a year.
And what was it like in comparison to the more slowed down East Coast lifestyle?
So we do love living here. It's awesome. There's a lot of great people. The food is great. The weather's awesome. Perfect. But home is just, like, for the resources that we use, like, we have a lot more land at home than we do here.
Mm.
If we want to, whether it's riding our dirt bikes, four-wheelers, or just, like, using our parents' gymnastics gym for a video. That's right. All at home. So,
but we do foresee ourselves having a headquarters here as well, you right. know, because we know that in order to have resources, you have to live there and it takes time to build them. And that's what we have in Maryland. We have a solid base, so we want to have one here too at some point.
Right.
Sometime soon.
Yeah. Definitely. So you guys, in terms of the content, what do you like? What is the aspirational side of things? Because you guys make so much content that it must be kind of challenging to also try to imagine what the next level of your content is going to be. Like, what do you see in terms of doing bigger stuff?
All of our content is family oriented. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to watch us, not just kids, not just adults. Everyone can watch our channel, our videos. And all the videos are just our imagination. That's the inspiration behind just our imagination, being kids and having fun.
Mm.
It's that simple and spreading positive vibes.
But do you have the ambition to do like, you know, a TV show over time or to do stuff that's like bigger than just sort of flicking on the camera and doing a vlog?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And, you know, I look at this all right now. YouTube has just been so great with us. It's been super fun. And that's why we have these... the upcoming music. We've done two songs with two pretty awesome artists, and we enjoy doing that. So that's kind of like another direction we want to take. We also launched our Dobre Cars channel, which is like another route of content where we race our cars and just have fun with that.
People love cars.
Yeah. Mm. And there's always people that are going to like car videos. You know, we grew up watching them. So.
And we came out with a new app, Dobre Dunk. It's like a video game where you play as us as characters. It's pretty awesome too.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Damn. So. Okay, but so the music thing, where did that idea come from?
So that idea literally started from when we started the channel Dobre Brothers. You know, we looked at it and we're like, we gotta do something different. We're already a group. We can already dance. Let's go for rapping. Let's go for singing. And we did our first song, You Know You Lit, over 1 million hits right now, over 100 million views, I mean, excuse me. And all of our other songs as well have hit multi millions. And at this point, we were just like, yo, we're gonna take this, we wanna take this thing seriously to the next level.
Uh-huh.
So these two artists, they're amazing. They vibe with us. They love the songs, and we did it. So it's dope.
So you guys, what, just reach out to Lil Pump and you just say like, hey, we want to get you on this track? And was it a relatively smooth process?
It was pretty smooth.
Pretty much. Yeah. It was super smooth. Yeah.
Right. So he just came through and did the video. It's like no big deal.
Yeah. Everything was done. It's just like it's meant to be. Wow. Honestly. So
we were out in Miami at the time. We were all out there and we booked a studio session, recorded the song, and then shot the music video a couple of days later.
Wow, that's lit.
Yeah.
Is it at all a concern that you guys make family content and he's clearly not really a family content kind of guy, Xanax birthday cakes and et cetera?
Honestly, it's YouTube, you know, stars on YouTube coming together with stars in music. We're collabing and we're here to break the internet. And we're serious about our music too. And we want to show the world what we have.
Definitely. Did you have to tell Pump not to swear in his verse?
Yeah,
we did.
We stuck up the PG. Yeah. It was hard for him not to swear.
You have to censor him out?
Yeah, maybe. But he was super cooperative. it was a good time. He was cool. He was really chill. It was cooperative. Everything ran smoothly. It was cool.
How long till that video comes out?
Within the next few weeks. We want to make sure everything's perfect before we drop. We want to have no complications. We want to make sure everything is to a T. So within the next several weeks, it's going to be out.
Definitely.
Be ready.
Who's the other artist?
The other artist is Lil Mosey.
Yeah. Lil Mosey. Wow, Lil Mosey. That's amazing.
So we're going to be releasing that sometime after the Lil Pump, but just look for Lil Pump. Hope everyone's ready for that.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so crazy. I mean, you guys, do you feel like you are trying to make a serious play for like the hip hop world, or are you guys thinking of yourselves more as like pop stars? What's that?
Both.
And in this whole experience, I think we're still trying to find that perfect sound, you know? We're not perfect, but, you know, the perfect sound for us and what the people will vibe to most, because this is about to be our, I think, like eighth song. So we're still testing the waters right now.
We have an amazing team though. Amazing producer, Naku. We have an amazing beat producer, Eric. We have an amazing team here all working together, and we're going to make magic happen. These songs are bangers, so be ready. That's all I got to say.
Wow, I'm ready. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about being so controversial on YouTube? I'm going to be honest, I found out about you guys because I watched some random video that was like attempting to call you guys out. And that's kind of interesting that that's like an actual promotional thing for you guys. That's if somebody makes a video talking shit about you guys, it could actually expose a lot of people too.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be people who hate, you know, but we don't pay attention to that. We're doing what we love and we're having fun with it. And we do it for the people that, you know, that love to watch us. Because when we go out on tour, there's people who are like, you know, the fans' parents appreciate us a lot. And when you have a fan come up to you and tell you that you changed their life, you know, they might be going through some deep things. And, you know, to be able to help someone just from putting out this content and being yourself, it's awesome. So that's why we do it.
That's dope.
You know?
So it doesn't bother you? It doesn't get you guys down?
Nah, because, I mean, it just...
look, motivation.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of anti-bullying events. You know, we've helped kids with suicide prevention. We've changed people's lives, so we know how to block it out, and we know how to stay confident.
Definitely.
That's what we're going to do.
Who's going to whoop Cody Ko's ass?
I was going to fight him, but he declined the fight.
He turned it down.
He did.
I know where he lives. If you want to just pull up, we can just make a vlog. Just pull up.
It was just for sport. It was professional. I mean,
you don't even got to fight him. Just spray up the house. He'll get the message, right? No?
No need for violence, but it was just for sport. He declined, and that's it.
Right. But so, like, cyberbullying is a big thing for you guys. It's just in terms of that just pisses you off in general. Because I guess you guys have been on one side of it. Even though you guys are super successful, you see what the actual effect is of somebody sort of rampantly talking shit.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It doesn't, I mean, the numbers are ridiculous, but and it's sad. All we can do is spread positivity and help anyone who's in need of it. That's it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What would be the advice to anybody who's out there who's getting bullied? You guys ever get bullied in school?
Yeah, for sure.
Not bullied a little bit. Yeah.
I think everyone does.
Yeah. What would be your advice to somebody who's going through that? Never mind the cyberbullying, because I've heard about that in schools these days. That like, there'll be some kid who, you know, does something that like a bunch of kids don't like him in school, and they will fuck his whole life up by just like everybody stops talking to him online or whatever. And it just sounds so crazy the way the technology affects this stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have someone there for you, whether it's a friend, a brother, a sister, an adult. Like, you should always have someone there for you, for sure.
Right, just somebody you can talk to.
Yeah.
Damn,
and like, don't be afraid to like, you know, share what you're going through with anyone else, because there are people out there that care for you and they want to help.
And last thing I would really say is love yourself. Every person has a purpose in this world, so use it for good.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder, it almost makes me wonder, like, should there be laws in place to like stop people from just making YouTube videos, just digging in on other people? Like, I wonder if there needs to be like a sort of change in that regard, or if things are right as they are. Do you think that like somebody like Cody Ko should be like brought into a court of law and just like just go to jail for 20 years?
honestly, people are gonna say they have the freedom of speech, and things can be regulated, but at the end of the day, they're free to say whatever they want, you know.
Mm-hmm. As long as settle in the ring.
Or settle in the ring.
I mean, that's real. If he would have to accept the challenge, yeah, that would have been dope. But
he said he had the body of a croissant.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty funny. I never really looked at him and thought he looked like a croissant, but I guess he's not that imposing.
It'd be cool to meet him, though, for sure.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a nice guy. I feel like if he actually met you guys would all get along. It's kind of a weird, like, thing. I always think that, like, Rice Gum is really kind of the one who started it, who, like, made it a thing that you, like, pick out somebody who's, like, way younger than you and, like, maybe doesn't know as much about the world as you or whatever, and then you just make videos just harassing them. It's, like, a weird.
Yeah.
Like, diss tracks and stuff, too.
Yeah. It's a strange world we live in. Okay, but so in terms of what you guys have going on in the future and stuff, you got the music thing that you're really trying to push. In terms of other stuff, is other stuff going on? I'm sure you guys got all kinds of crazy merch and stuff, right?
We have our merch out. We have Dobre Dunk. You can get it for free in the Google Play Store, App Store. And we're looking at, in the near future, possible tours, international, domestic. But that's some things we're talking about.
TV show. Yeah. What would the show be like? What could you guys imagine yourselves doing on TV?
I don't know.
Maybe kind of like a fantasy factory, but like our version, huh? Maybe something crazy like that, or just reality.
Fantasy factory, yeah. Like, do you think that the gymnastics stuff, are you trying to make that a bigger element of it in terms of just like the physical crazy stuff?
If we can find a way to optimize that, yeah, that'd be cool. It's just like right now we have so many things going on, so we're trying to make sure we can still balance everything.
Right.
Especially making sure while we have some free times for ourselves.
Yeah, we wonder, that's got to be a problem. Like, at times, you got to just be, like, overwhelmed by the amount of content you got to do. You ever just want to wake up and not have to talk to anybody or do anything?
I mean, I think that any normal human being, like, it's just important to have that, like, space for yourself, you know, that free time where you could just chill, relax, do the things you love, just be with family. Just, I don't know.
At the end of the day, it's the most important to think and make decisions with a clear mind,
yeah,
not a stressed out one, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Okay. So anything you want to tell the people out there in terms of stuff they need to know about what's to come from you guys?
Hey, well, we're the Dobre Brothers, and we're taking this. We do backflips. Yeah. We're serious about the music, and get ready because it's going to be fresh. So let's
go. There it is. Oh, I appreciate you guys coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I'm very much looking forward to seeing the family-friendly pump verse on the song.
Yeah, me too.
You ever actually heard the final product yet? Or?
No, it's still all being edited right now. The video's being edited, so
the song's done. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Song is done.
Dope.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, Dobre Brothers, appreciate y'all coming in.
Thanks, bro.
No Jumper. You. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, yep. iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
We're the Dobre Brothers. I'm Cyrus.
I'm Lucas.
I'm Darius.
I'm Marcus. Thanks for watching this video. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.